That's Molly Goldberg, folks, a woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. For you, little girl.
It's about that new soap, Does.
Yes?
Well, my mother heard you say Does does everything in the wash.
That's right.
And when you say everything, you mean everything, don't you?
Oh, sure. This new kind of granulated soap does all three kinds of wash. Heavy work shirts, grimy towels, to pretty rayon slips.
Well, my mother says she just doesn't see how this one granulated soap could get her towels white and still be safe for rayons, too, like you say.
Oh, she said that, did she?
Yep. She said it's ridiculous. Well, anyway, she doesn't see how Does can do so much.
Well, she will if she tries Does. Then she'll find out Does is not just a new improvement of an old soap. It's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery.
Gee.
Now, look, I've got a little plan. How about you taking home a box of Does?
Oh, that's a good idea.
And just ask your mother to try it.
For everything?
Sure, for all three kinds of wash. First, she'll discover Does is a lot safer for her rayons and fussy colored washables. In fact, with Does, their colors stay bright and wearable far longer than with any of the four other leading granulated soaps.
Oh.
And your mother knows that's important these days when such clothes are going to be hard to replace. And then next, you notice when your mother washes your father's overalls in Does, she won't do any hard scrubbing. Because no soap made gets clothes clean easier than new Does.
Oh, she'll like that.
Uh-huh. And third, wait till your mother sees how wonderfully white Does gets her sheets and towels.
Oh, she's always complaining about her towels.
Well, I bet she won't complain when she sees how dazzling white Does does them. Why, she's never seen whiter washes than new Does gives her.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Does. Mr. Collier. I'll take home some Does right now.
Fine. Just look for those letters D-U-Z on the big red and white box. And don't forget, does everything in the wash. And now the Goldbergs. Molly and Jake Goldberg have been walking the narrow line that the parents of a lovesick girl must follow. In a way, this is Rosie's disease, although she is sensible enough to know that loving Walter Jerome involves the responsibility of changing him from the protected son of a rich woman to the independent man who can care for himself and a family. As yet, Walter has gotten to the point of working in the mill, but he still is trying to get help in order to pay off his debts. And Molly and Jake have decided to pay off those debts in order to save Walter the humiliation of going to his mother, who furiously objects to Rosie Goldberg. Listen.
I've been doing the right thing, Molly. That's all I want to be sure of.
If we think we're doing the right thing, then we are, dear.
Should we tell Walter that we are clearing up his debts?
If it's not necessary, then it's better not to tell them. I mean, if the dealers in the town will stop asking him for money, then they'll think that maybe they
will. Very well. Hey, Molly. Little children, little trouble. And big children, big troubles.
Big pleasures too, Jake.
So far, I haven't seen them.
Why not?
Why, yes. Is this what we wanted for Rosie? A rich woman's son that can't even lift a finger for himself? He's a liability, Molly.
With a little patience, Jake, darling, maybe everything will be all right.
Walter Jerome will never be an asset, Molly, never.
We have to give him a chance, Jake, darling. We have to give him a chance.
We have to and we will, Molly, but...
I don't believe, Jake, darling. I don't believe any person whatsoever can be so hopeless that nothing can be done for him.
Do I want my daughter taken
Jake,
for her husband,
Amel? Please, darling, please. Don't jump the bridge before the water flows. How do you know what Walter can be? How much have you tested him? It takes time, darling. Time and opportunity to bring out what a person is. I mean, darling, how long do we know Walter? How much opportunity has he had?
More than I ever had as a boy, Molly, more.
No, darling. Not more than you had, Jake. Not more. Less. Much less. You were never fooled by life, Jake. Life didn't lead you on with, how shall I say it, with rosy promises and then suddenly turn its back on you. It was always difficult for you, so it was easier for you to take what life had to offer. But Walter thought that everything would always be a bed of roses. And now when he begins to feel the thorns a little bit, he don't know what it means. It's hard for him now because he didn't have a chance to learn from the beginning like you. You were luckier, Jake, much luckier. For you were, how shall I say it? I'll say what you said. For you, hardship was an asset. And for Walter, it's still a liability. Let me, Jake, down.
If it's for me, I'm not in the mood for conversation.
Hello? Yes?
What's the yes?
Speaking personalized.
What's personalized?
Mrs. Bloom is calling me personalized.
For what?
Hello? Yes, dear. Yes. Oh.
What's the O?
When will I get it?
Get what?
Hold 1 minute, dear.
Get what?
Jay, darling, you don't remember how it happened.
What?
Hold, darling, hold 1 minute.
What happened?
Last year, last year when I was in New York, Mrs. Malenka's little girl, Sybil, had to be operated on her tonsils. And now she's giving it to me back.
What is she giving back, Sybil's tonsils?
The $50.
What $50?
The $50 I lent her to annihilate the tonsils. Hello?
$50 you lent to her?
Yes, dear. So what's the difference? What's the difference, dear? I need it.
Tell her what you needed the money for. Pay debts for your future son-in-law.
Look, darling, I'll write to you. I'll write you a long letter, or maybe you'll sojourn here for a weekend, and we'll talk, dear.
Tell her I'll talk also. If I don't, I'll bust.
Yes. Mother? No, darling. There's no engagement between Rosalie. Who's her? Oh, they're talking already.
Tell her if it's...
Jake, please, I can't hear it with 16 ears. What, dear?
Tell her that...
Who knows already everything with all the details already?
News travels.
Yeah. So? No? Well, Walter broke off an engagement, yes, with some... Who knows her? 1 minute. 1 minute, dear. Hold, don't hang. Mrs. Malenka's husband works for Norma's aunt's brother's foreman.
So?
So they know that Walter was engaged to Norman, that he broke off the engagement and he left the girl heartbroken.
So am I.
Hello? Yeah? Oh, he will?
What?
Wonderful, darling. Wonderful. Rosalie?
Uh-huh.
Rosalie just stepped in.
Yeah. Who are you talking to, Moore?
Mrs. Bloom.
Mikey is coming.
Let me talk to Mrs. Bloom, Ma.
Yeah, darling.
Ma, please, let me talk.
Rosalie, please, it's long, not local.
Well, just for 1 minute, Ma.
Why?
When is Mikey coming?
Mama, darling, please, let me talk.
Just for
hold,
darling. 1 minute, dear.
Please,
dear,
Ma.
But for a second.
All right.
Let the child talk.
Hello, Mrs. Bloom?
Yes.
What? Who said I was engaged?
This sudden.
Well, not officially.
I'm glad to.
Well, when is Mikey coming?
He'll come on a furlough.
Home on a furlough?
Come on.
Uh-huh.
Come at the last minute.
Huh? Who knows, Norma?
All right, let me talk already.
Oh, I knew he wasn't engaged.
Rosalie, it's long, not local.
Well, of course she's a lovely girl, but engagements have been broken before.
All right, darling, so give me the phone.
Just a minute, Mrs. Bloom. 187th Street has something to talk about now. Me, and of all people, Mrs. Malenka had to know something. She has to know somebody that knows Norma.
All right, please, Rosalie,
well,
give me.
It certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't know.
Tell what? It was your fault.
Well, why did Mrs. Malenka have all this kind of words about...
Poor Rosie is face to face with the worst enemy a person ever has to face, rumor. Rumor that lives on half-truths, half-facts, and even deliberate lies. It's a cloud that keeps the sun of truth away, and the victim, either a person or a nation, has no way of fighting back. And the gossip that is running wild in Rosie's old neighborhood is just as serious to her as the gossip that other unthinking people spread about more important matters. So she stands at the phone, trying to think of what to say. While at another phone in a different place, Walter is calling someone whose name would certainly surprise Rosie.
Hello, Norma. This is Walter. Did you want to speak to me? Nothing. How are you? I suppose by now you know everything that's happened. Well, my mother must be keeping you very well informed. No, I don't like working at the mill, but I am, and I will. Yes. Well, you don't have to be so ironic. I'm not being noble, thank you. Thank you. Well, is it forbidden for me to call you? Oh, don't start talking that way. Please, Norma, don't be melodramatic. Well, I had another reason besides your health for calling. Yes, well, you know I'm not getting any money from my mother. I know I'm working, but it's not enough to pay off the debts that I have in town. She should have, of course she should. If I wanted to borrow money from you, I'd ask you. I don't. I want the engagement ring. Yes, I want to use it to pay off my debts. Oh, Norma, you can't tell me that you're sentimentally attached to that big diamond my mother gave you to bless our engagement. But it's even bad taste to wear it. No, it's mine, not my mother's. It was our engagement. Will you send it, please? Well, there's nothing to be bitter about. Thanks. Thank you very much. I'm not at all embarrassed to ask for what's mine. There's no reason why I should. I need the ring because I need the money. The ring was for our engagement.
Then you can tell them all for me, Mrs. Bloom. You can tell Mrs. Malenka to call a meeting of the gossips in the park.
Rosalie, did you ever hear them?
Yes, all of them. And you can tell them that Walter and I are engaged. Yes, engaged. And the ring that Norma has doesn't mean a thing. It's something left over from the past. Yes. Yes. I don't need a ring. I have Walter. Mama, duh.
With Mikey Bloom coming up to Lastonbury to give Molly her $50, more than money to pay Walter's debts is coming. Mikey is Rosie's childhood sweetheart, the boy who was her feller on the block. And Mikey is Walter's complete opposite. Whenever I hear you ladies say you hate to wash dishes, I figure it's the fault of those halfway soaps. Yes, if you're using a tough granulated soap, you're only getting a halfway job because it's short on kindness to your hands. Or if you're using a bar soap, it doesn't have real speed. But here's the dishwashing news you've been waiting for. New Does is here. Yes, I mean that new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash. And it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Yes, your hands will come out of the dishpan feeling beautifully soft and smooth. Actually, New Does is far kinder to your hands. Kinder than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Yet no soap made speeds through dishes faster than Does. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Remember, you can tell by the suds how new and different Does is. Try it in your dishpan. You'll find Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Mikey Bloom arrives in Lastonbury, and Walter hears some disturbing news from Norma. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.